Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We discussed in the Mishnah yesterday, Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, a woman whose husband gave her a get effective retroactively. What is her status from when the get is given until the husband ultimately passes away from that disease? She's considered an anxious ish. Rabbi Yosef Megreshes for any Megreshes. Tana. So the Brisa says, Ovachi Yomis. So the Gemara is learning that the Brisa is explaining that the get becomes effective if and when he passes away from that illness. Ask the Gemara, L'chimayis Havgita, is that correct? That the get only becomes effective after he passes away? For Kaimon, haven't we learned then get lachemisa? So how could the get become effective after he passes away? It says the Gemara, Amarabba, but Oimrim Eishani Bailon. It's not referring to a situation where he said mehayoim, that he said that the get is effective from today, and then he's sick till whenever he passes away, and then we have a question during that entire period, what is the status? It says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand. Rather, the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is referring to a situation where he said, I want to get, he's ill, and he says, if I pass away from this illness, the get should be a get. When should the get be effective? A moment before I pass away. And since the get is effective only at that moment, so now we have a question, what is her status from when he writes the get till actually the moment before his death? Which is actually Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says that since she only is divorced a moment before his death, until then she's a regular Eishes Ish, and all the dinim of an Eishes Ish apply to her. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, this is Rashi's explanation of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says this is a question of Breira. Since every moment may be the moment that he's going to pass away, we're not quite certain when the get will be effective, so she's already not considered an Eishes Ish. We also have a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. According to Rashi, there are two types of situations. There's one situation where the husband clearly said, Mahayoyim, Mayachshav. We clearly stipulated that type of wording. Says Rashi, in the thou circumstances there would be no Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rather, everybody will agree under those circumstances that from when the get is written, she's not an Eishes Ish. The entire Machlokes, says Rashi, of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, is only in the case that we just identified. Meis ani be'olam, until the last moment. Tosfos, however, learns that even if the husband wrote Mehayoyim and Me'achshav, it's not to be understood that he meant from today. It's always to be understood Me'esh ani be'olam, from my last moment. And therefore, according to Tosfos, even if the word Mahayoyim was used, it's going to be defined Me'esh ani be'olam, and will always have the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Don Rabbanan, Yom Shabbat time these days, from when the get was written until he actually dies, we have a four-way Machlokes. Rabbanan, the Tanakhama holds Yom Shabbat time Baal Zakar Mitziyasop, they're considered completely married, and therefore, just like every husband gets the mitzias of his wife, masiyadah, her earnings, but first nadara, he's allowed to be made for nadara. Nadara, v'yarsh, if she passes away, he's her yairish, or metamala. Klala shadavar, harei kish del chaldavar, they're considered completely married, el she'enet tzrichim and get sheni divar Yehuda. According to Yehuda, as Yehuda said in the Mishnah, they're considered full-fledged wife until the last moment, like we just finished learning. Ramei Omer, Be'ilasa Teluya. We don't know if she is or is not an Eishes Ish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be'ilasa Sofik. And we'll see what is the nafkamina between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. V'chom Omerim, V'gureshes for any Begureshes. She's in the status of we don't know, or Vachi Yomis. Until he dies. Once he dies, we know retroactively what her status was. Ask the Gemara. My Ikka ben Ramei le Rabbi Yossi. Ramei says Teluya, and Rabbi Yossi says Be'ilasa Sofik. So aren't they both saying the identical thing? What is the Nafkamina? answers the Gemara, Oshem Tali Ika Benayu. We know that whenever somebody does an Aveira, and he's not quite sure if he did an Aveira or not, so he can't bring a Karban Chatas, because you only can bring a Karban Chatas if you're certain that you did the Aveira. Here we don't know if he did the Aveira. So, Lira Meya, Loi Mais Ishim Oshem Tali. This person who has, if this woman had relations with another man, she won't bring an Oshem Tali, because it's a suffix if she's an Eishes Ish, but she won't bring an Oshem Tali. Rabbi Yossi Mais Oshem Tali. She does. So the Rishonim ask, what is the basis of the Machloikas or Meir Rabbi Yossi? So the simplest pshat that I found is the following pshat. We've learned many times regarding a Karban Oshem Tali. Where does the Torah say that you bring a Karban Oshem Tali? Where somebody has two pieces of meat, one is kosher and one is not kosher, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So there you bring Oshem Tali. So what do we see from there? That an Oshem Tali is only brought when you have two pieces. But if there's only one piece, if somebody ate a piece of meat and he's not sure if it's kosher, if he ate a kosher or not kosher piece of meat, you don't bring an Oshem Tali. And that's the opinion of Rameya. Here there's only one woman. And we don't know, is she divorced, is she not divorced, and somebody had relations with her, that's not a subject to bring an Oshem Tali. Rabbi Yossi, again the simplest pshat, disagrees. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even b'chaticha achas, like this case, one woman, you bring an Oshem Tali. However, there are mefarshim that want to explain that even Rabbi Yossi normally agrees that the halacha is you only bring an Oshem Tali b'shtei chatichas. Why? Because there's a machloikis why you need to have shtei chatichas. The Gemara brings the machloikis. Some say because it's a gzeres hakosef. The Oshem Tali, the din of Oshem Tali was said only when you have two pieces. But the Gemara gives another reason why you should only bring an Oshem Tali by two pieces. Because when you have two pieces, one is kosher and one is treif, so it's ikvi surah. The piece of meat that's not kosher is not kosher. Now it's only a question, which one did I eat? And the Gemara holds, the Torah holds, you only bring an Oshem Tali when it's ikvi surah. Here too, even though you only have one piece, the woman, she's ikvi surah because she has a cheskas eishes ish. And therefore, even if Rabbi Yossi normally holds that you need two pieces to bring an Oshem Tali, because you need Ikvi Surah. Here, with the woman alone, you have Ikvi Surah. Rameyah, on the other hand, is going to hold, it has nothing to do just with Ikvi Surah. The Oshem Tali is only brought when you have two pieces. Here you have only one piece. Furthermore, the Mara said, Chamamim Megureshes, Veina Megureshes. She's in a status of a Sofik. Ask the Gemara. And Rabbi Yossi also said she's a Sofik. Ask the Gemara. So what is the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim? Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi answers the Gemara, Iker B'nai Reb Zeira. The Nafkamina will be what Reb Zeira taught us. Dom Reb Zeira, Omer Rabbi by Yomi Omer Shmuel. Kol Mokum Chachamim Megureshes V'Einu Megureshes. Many times we've had, and Mitzvah Shem we will have, where there is a suffix if the get was a valid get or not. And therefore the Mishnah, the Gemara Paskins, she's in a state of suffix. The aloch is balachai b'mazanaseha. And that's going to be the machloikas between the Chachamim and Reb Yossi. That, and the way the Rishonim explain, Rashi and other Rishonim, both Reb Yossi and the Chachamim subscribe to what Reb Zeira says. That when you have a question that a woman was divorced and we don't know was the get valid or not, the husband has to continue supporting her. This case, and that's the opinion of the Chachamim here too. Since we don't know till will the get be valid or not, the husband has to continue supporting her. That's the Chachamim's opinion. Reb Yossi holds like Reb Zeira. Of course, normally when we have a suffix, normally when we have a situation of megureshes and a megureshes, the halacha is that we leave it. We have the husband has to keep on supporting her. But here it's different. Why? Because normally, let's use an example. One of the common cases of megureshes and megureshes is that the husband threw a get to the wife, and we don't know karavloi karavlo. Was it closer to him or to her? There's no way we'll ever get the answer to that question. So Chazal said megureshes and megureshes, and the husband has to continue supporting her. Here, says Rabbi Yossi, it's different than the normal situation. Here we will eventually be able to determine what the situation is. If he gets better, the get is not a get. If he unfortunately passes away, the get is a get. Where, says Rabbi Yossi, did Chazal say that the husband has to continue supporting her? Only in a situation that the suffix will never be answered. But in this case, where yes, we have a suffix, but it's a suffix that will ultimately be determined, there Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Zeira's din that the husband has to continue supporting her. Says the Mishnah, Harei zegitech amnasha tintnli mesayim zos. A husband says to the wife that the get is a valid get on the condition that you give me mesayim zos. Harei zemgreshes, the get is valid titein. For another example, amnasha tintnli mikam v'atshloshim yoyim. If he says you have to pay up within 30 days, says the Mishnah, if she pays up within the 30 days, Mugureshes, Vamlav, and a Mugureshes. Another din, says the Mishnah, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Maisa Betsin Be'echet Shamal Ishtai. There was somebody who told his wife, Areza Gitech Amnasha Titli, it's the Lossi, on the condition that you give me back my coat, Va'avu, it's the Lossa, and then his coat was lost, Va'amachacham and Titli lost the mayor, you could give the value. So the first case in the Mishnah, and Mr. Shem will learn in the Gemara what's the significance of the number Mosayim. But the first case of the Mishnah was that the husband said to the wife, the get is a get, but you have to give me 200 zuz. So now the Gemara speaks about a very fundamental machloikus. My v'titein. What does the Mishnah mean she has to pay it? Rav Huna Amar v'hi titein. Meaning as follows. According to Rav Huna, the get is a get. As soon as she gave the get, the get is the get. She has an obligation to fulfill the stipulation and give the Mesayim Zuz. Rehuda says, L'cheshetitein. The get is not valid, it's not effective, until she actually fulfills the stipulation. And only when she fulfills the stipulation does the get become effective. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what will be the nafkamina? Ik benayu, shneskara get to shavit. If the get was lost or torn up before she paid up. According to Rav Huna, it doesn't bother us. Why? Because according to Rav Huna, the moment the get was given, they're divorced. And the fact that she lost the get doesn't bother me, or it's stolen. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the get is only effective when she pays up. And if the get isn't here when she pays up, the get isn't a valid get. The Mefarshim, in explaining this Gemara, speak about other nafkaminas that the Gemara could have given. One nafkamina the Mefarshim suggests that according to Rav Huna, the moment the get is given, the get is effective, so the husband doesn't have the ability to add or change anything in the get. It's already a done deal. According to Rav Yehuda, that the get is only effective when she pays up, he could still make changes in the get. The Mefarshim also discuss what does it mean that she lost the get or she no longer has it. The first say it doesn't mean that it has to be that the get is actually lost or the get is actually torn up. If the get is not in her rishus, it's not in her property, we know for get to be effective, it has to be in the rishus of the woman. So if she pays up and we want the get to be effective, it's not in her rishus, the get would not be valid. Although Rabbi Chanan Vassman says in the Kibbutz Biurim, even though we're saying that it has to be in her rishus, it doesn't mean that it has to be actually in her house. As long as it's in a protected place, it's enough. V'tna nami, says the Gemara. Rav Huna amar v'hi titein. Just the Gemara explains what we just said. Ein tzrichim en get sheni. If the get got lost, it doesn't bother us. Because the moment the get was given, it already became effective. Rav Yehuda amar l'chesh titein. Tzrichim en get sheni. Because the get wasn't valid until she pays up. Says the Gemara, v'tna nami kedushin k'ay gavna. We have in Masech Kedushin a similar machlokes. The Tanan, the Mishnah there says, "Hoy Malisha Arei At Mekadeshesli, I'm marrying you, Amnash Etan Lach Masayim Zuz, with the condition that I'm going to add to you 200 Zuz." Says the Gemara, "Arei Mekadeshes, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, v'yita, but he has to pay up." And again, we have the same machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Melichesh Yita, only when he pays up does the Kedushin become effective. L'cheshi yitain, it becomes effective. Refunam avi yitain. The kedushin becomes effective as soon as the kedushin was done. Just, she should pay up. Yudam alicha sheitain. It only becomes effective when he actually pays up. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara, very simple nafkamina. Ike benayu shepashta yod of a kibble kedushin. If she took kedushin from someone else. According to Rav Huna, that the kedushin is valid the moment they did the kedushin, so married women can't get married again. According to Rav Yehuda, however, that the kedushin is only valid when he pays, and until then she's not a mekudeshes, she could take kedushin from somebody else. So here too the mefarshim ask, why didn't the Gemara give this nafkamina before? Then before, when we had the shaila by Gittin, when is the divorce effective? As soon as he gives the get, or later, so the Gemara could have given the nafkamina. If she takes kedushin from somebody after getting the get, will she be a mekudeshes or not? So again, many mefarshim, many rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva says the Gemara could have said the nafkamina. Just the Gemara prefer to say a nafkamina in Hilchas Gittin when we speak about Gittin, and a nafkamina about Hilchas Kedusha when we speak about Kedusha. But actually, the Gemara could have said this nafkamina. Other Rishonim, I ever say, it seems like Tosfos holds, that when we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's not divorced until she actually pays up, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is saying it as an absolute. Rabbi Yehuda has a suffix, is she divorced or not? And therefore, it would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the previous Gemara, if she accepted a Kedushin afterwards, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe L'chumra, the Kedushin would be a valid Kedushin. The Farshim discussed, Shepash the Yod of a Kibble Kedushin, is she allowed to take the Kedushin or not? So many of the Farshim explained that she certainly should not take Kedushin. It's an inappropriate thing for somebody to give her Kedushin. Shepash does a Lashon B'diyavid. Why? And they say, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kedushin is not effective until she actually gets the money. Still, we have a din throughout Shas of Ani HaMahachbet B'Charora, that if I'm in the middle of doing something, you shouldn't meddle, you shouldn't interfere. And here too, this man is about to marry this woman. And now because the first husband is waiting to collect the money that he can fulfill the stipulation, so somebody's going to steal himself in, very inappropriate. And the Gemara explains, Rav Huna Amar V'hu Yitain T'nam Ba'amahu Mekayim T'nav Ozel. The Kedushin is effective as soon as he pays. Now, he has to fulfill the condition. Yudam L'chshi Yitain Only L'chi Yavlo, only when he pays up who to have a Kedushin, is the Kedushin effective? Hashtalo have a Kedushin. So what we have here is the identical machloikis of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna in Masech Tegitna and Masech Tegedushin. And obviously the Gemara is going to ask, why do we have to quote the same machloikas twice? The Tzricha. Answers the Gemara. The Yashmin and Gabi Kedushin. If I only had the Gemara by Kedushin, the Hakamar of Huna V'yitain. There Rav Yehuda says that the Kedushin is effective immediately. Why? Because what does Kedushin accomplish? It's in the Kedurova Kasi. They're getting married. And everybody wants to get married as quickly as possible. So the Kedushin is effective right away. And then he'll pay up as soon as he can. Avol gabe gerushin. Regarding gerushin, divorce is not a pleasant thing. They're terminating a marriage, a tragic situation. Aim a moideler Yehuda, that we postpone it, and until the condition is actually fulfilled, we say it's not a gerushin. Maybe they agree to Yehuda. On the other hand, we ask me in gabe gerushin. If we only had it then by gerushin, but how come Rav Huna? That's what Rav Huna says. V'hu titein. The gerushin is effective right away. And now she has to pay up. Because what do we want? We shouldn't like kasa l'mitzvah. They're getting divorced. There's no great relationship here between the husband and the wife. So if the wife agreed to pay, and she doesn't, the husband's going to come and say to her, you owe me the money. Ava gaba gerushin, kedushin. What's the case of kedushin? The couple's getting married. There's a concern, the ksif l'mitzvah. She's owed the money. But is that nice that a new wife is going to tell the husband, you owe me money? So therefore, maybe Rav Huna will agree. Maybe he'll agree to Rav Yehuda. We don't allow the Kedushin to take effect until he pays up, because otherwise she may never get paid up. Now the Gemara goes the other way. If we would have only learned this Gemara by Kedushin, that's where Rav Yehuda says the Kedushin is only effective when he pays up. Why? As we just said, Mishon Ksifil Mitveh. Ava Gabigation, the Lord Kosfil Mitveh. He's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. Eyo Magdalena Funa, that as soon as he gives the get is a get, and he'll get his money anyway. Yes, meaning gabe gerushin. If we only had a gabe gerushin, but how come Rabbi Yehuda lechishatitin? Mishum lechayti kasi, and we always want to postpone the get as much as we can. Avo gabe kedushin, the lekroy v'ktani, we're trying to get married. Eima meidler of huna, that we get the marriage as quickly as possible, tzricha. That's why we have to have the same din mentioned twice. So the Mefarshim, the Tosfos Rosh, already discusses that our Gemara here really is a very long piece of the Gemara, that says the exact same thing. And it's not usual for the Gemara to say the exact same thing twice. So why is the Gemara doing it? So Mefarshim say that we should not understand the Gemara as asking why do Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda have to have the same machlokes twice? Because then it would have been enough for the Gemara to give the explanation once. The way to understand the Gemara, they say, is that we have an identical Mishnah Masechta Gittin and an identical Mishnah Masechta Kedushin. And the question is, why do we have to have two Mishnayos that essentially teach us the same din? That's why the Gemara had explained that Gittin and Kedushin are very different, and we can't learn one from the other, and every Mishnah has its own unique circumstances. Ask the Gemara of Yehuda. Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Hareza Gittach Amnasha Titnli Masayim Zos. If somebody says to a wife, this is the get, on the condition you give me Masayim Zos, here it says explicitly, Afilish Nikra get or Shavid, even if by the time she pays up, the get is no longer in existence, Mugureshis. She's divorced anyway. Because the divorce is chal the moment she got the get. However, but she shouldn't get married. Here it clearly says that the get is effective as soon as she receives it. Like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yehuda. Vaitanya, another question. It says in the Braisa, Hareza gitech amnasha titnli masayim zos. Our case, where the husband gives the wife a get with the condition that she pays him 200 zos. Umeis, and he passes away. Says the Tanakhama, Nosna, if she paid up before they got divorced, and is a kukla yibam. So she's considered a divorcee. She's not his amana, and there's no din of yibam. However, loy nosna, if she did not pay up before he passed away, it's a kukla yibam, because she didn't fulfill the condition. Rashingam, and she can no longer fulfill the condition, he's no longer here. Rashingam, li loymer, she does still have a way of fulfilling the condition. What could she do? Noy sanis laviv, or la'achav, la'achav, na'krivim. She could give it to the father, to the brother, to one of the relations. Says the Gemara, at Kan Lo Pligi, the entire machloikas between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel is the mass of a Levil Yarshi. According to Tanakhama, the husband stipulated, you have to give me the money. And here she can't give it to him because he's dead. Umasava, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, doesn't mean himself. He could give it even to my Yarshim. However, Kula Alma, me Tanahava. Everybody agrees that it's a Tanai, because if we're going to say, says the Gemara, that the get is only effective after she fulfills the stipulation, it's too late. He's dead. So to Yiftar Rav Yehuda, isn't this a question of Rav Yehuda? So I saw a very interesting question that the Achronim posed. We've been learning so many dafim of Gemara about a husband who gives a wife a get while they're still alive, with the condition, with the consequence that he wants her to be able to avoid Yibam. Otherwise, why would somebody give a get? That I want the get to be chal if I die with this illness. So as we explained so many times, that because he wants his wife not to have to go through the experience of Yibam Mechalitza. Ask the Mefarshim. Let's analyze the Braisa we just learned. The Braisa discussed a case where she gives the money either to the father, to the brother, or to one of the relatives. So how do we have to understand the Braisa? The husband died, left no children. So what is the order of inheritance? His father goes first. If he doesn't have his father, his brothers take the Yerusha. And if he has no brothers, then other relatives. And that's the way to understand the Braisa. Aviv, if there's a father. Lachiv, to brothers if they're brothers. Or Liyashim, if there are no brothers. Ask the Mefarshim. In the case where she has to pay the Yerushim, obviously there are no brothers. Because if there were brothers, they come first. So if she's paying the Yarshim, ask the Mefarshim, so she's not going to have an obligation to have Yibam Mechalitza anyway. Because the only one that does Yibam Mechalitza are brothers. If there are no brothers, why would she want to get to be effective? And why would she want to spend the money? She's anyway not going to have to fall Tehiba Mechalitza. And as we've been explaining, the entire reason we go through this exercise is to avoid Yiba Mechalitza. There's no problem of Yiba Mechalitza. There are no brothers. So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is, she wants to avoid sitting Shiva. So if she's a divorcee, she wasn't an almana, and she doesn't have to sit Shiva. One terutz. Another terutz that I saw is that, let's say this woman, after the husband gave her this get, had relations with another man, and she had children. If the get is a valid get, those children, there's no problem with them. If, on the other hand, the get will not be valid, she was an Eshes Ish, and the children are mamzerim. She wants to save her children from being mamzerim. And a third teretz that I saw is that the Gemara discusses in a number of places, the concept that if a woman either two or three times her husband dies while they were married, she gets the status of a katlonis and she may not get remarried. So she prefers to be a grusha over being an almana, so she shouldn't be a katlonis, so she'd be able to get remarried. But here we have a clear refutation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Here the braisa clearly, we have two braisa that clearly indicate that the get is effective as soon as she gets the get, not when she pays up. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hamani, who is the opinion, whose opinion do these braises represent? They represent the opinion of Rebbe. Damar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kol Oim Almanas. Wherever somebody says Almanas, wherever somebody makes a stipulation, it's Kaimim Achshav. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if we follow the opinion of Rebbe, we certainly say that the get is valid from the moment the get was actually given. Upliga Rabbanan Lei. However, Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbanan don't agree with Rebbe. Vano says Rabbi Yehuda, Damik Rabbanan, I concur with the Rabbanan. Vam Rav Zeira, continues the Gemara, Ki avinim b'bavel, when I was in Bavel, Aminin, Ha da amar av huna amar Rebbe, Kol oima amanas, Ka oima ma'achshav dami, that whenever stipulation is made, we say that it's retroactive from when it was made, that's when the actual act is valid. Pliga Rabbanan Lei. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbanan disagree. It says, Kisaliki, however, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkecheler of Asi, the Yosef, come Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan. I met Rabbi Yochanan, who said the following. Hakamoidim, there is no machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Where the word Almanas was used, that everybody agrees, come Ma'achshav. By Nechelku, the machloikis is, Behayoim Olachamisa. When the word Hayoim was used. That according to Rebbe, even when you use the word Mahayoim, you mean from today? And the Rabbanan say Mahayoim, we don't say means from today. And says the Gemara Vatanya. Here the Mefarshim explain Vatanya is not to be understood as a Kasha. The Rav Vatanya is a Raya. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis, the Mishnah spoke about a case Mahayoyim Lachmisa, where the husband used the words Mahayoyim Lachmisa. And when we learned the Mishnah, we said that these words are difficult words to understand. The word Mahayoyim seems to mean from today. Lachmisa means that he wants the get only to be effective after he dies. And that's why, because we have a suffix, the Chacham said, get v'en a get. Divrei Chachamim. We have a Shaila. Is it a get or is it not? And it's a suffix. Rabbi Omer, Kizaget. According to Rabbi, it's not a question. According to Rabbi, Mahayoy means from today, and there's no question. And that's the case. So that's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that only in the case of Mahayoyim do we have a machloikis Rabbi and the Chachamim, by Almanas there's no machloikis. Ask the Gemara, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that just taught us an Amun Aleph, that not only do the Rabbanan and the Chachamim and Rebbe argue in the case of Mahayoyim, but they also argue in the case of Almanas. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Almanas Pligi, that not only do they argue in the case of Mahayoyim, they also argue in the case of Almanas. So ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah choose to teach us the case Mahayoyim, the Mifukim Mahayoyim, instead of teaching us the case of Mahayoyim? Ulachamisa, why don't we teach us that the case is even a case of Almanas, and to show us, Lord, the Acha Kocha, the Rebbe, Lifke Ramanas, Ladiacha Kocha the Rebbe, to teach us how far Rebbe considered, I'm sorry, Rebbe Yehuda Daman Bamanas, Pligi, Adam of Gimayim, Alachamisa, why did the Mishnah choose to speak about that case? Lifke Ramanas, wanted to choose to teach us the case of Amanas, that there too the Rebbe and the Chachamim disagree. Answers the Gemara, Lo Diacha Kocha the Rebbe. The Mishnah wanted to show us how far Rebbe is lenient, but not only in the case of Almanas, which is ambiguous what the Rabbanan hold, but even in the case of Mahayoyim, where the Rabbanan hold it's not from today, Rebbe still lenient and holds the get is a good get. Says the Gemara, instead of teaching us how lenient Rebbe is, why don't we teach us how extreme the Rabbanan are? Well, the Rufik of Almanas, why don't we teach the case of Almanas? Or the Diach Kochid Rabbonon, that even the by Manas it won't be get. Not only by Mahayoyim do they have a suffix, but even by Manas they have a suffix. And so the Gemara Kochid Adere Difalai. According to Rabbonon, we have a suffix. We don't know if it's a get or not a get. According to Rebbe, it is a good get. We always want to teach the Heter over the Isser. Why? So the Rashi explains what's the concept of the Kochid Adere. Rashi says to say an Isser is very easy. A person says an Isser doesn't represent that he's sure of his position. But if somebody says a Heter, it means that he's sure of what he holds. And therefore, Koyach da Teira Difalei. And the way that Tzlach explains Rashi is very beautiful. He says, when we see somebody saying an Isser, there could be one of two reasons that he said an Isser. It could be he said an Isser because he really holds that it's Osir. Or could be he said an Isser because he just didn't know what to do. And because he didn't know what to do, he was Machmer. But when we see somebody saying a Heter, it's because he knew what he was doing and he was comfortable and confident of his position. That's why Koich Datera Difalei. And that's why the Mishnah prefers to teach us how Rebbe is Mekel versus how telling us how Rabbanan are Machmer. We learned in the Mishnah, Amenasha Titnuli Mekandat Shloshim Yoyim. So the Mishnah said if he made a stipulation that she has to pay up within 30 days, then, if she didn't pay up within 30 days, the get is not valid. Ask the Gemara Pshita. The stipulation is very clear. What's the Shaila? Answers the Gemara Matatem Kpeda Lakpeda. Maybe when he said 30 days, he didn't really mean the 30 days. So why did he say it? Because I'll say Lazar Zakosi. If he makes a stipulation of 30 days, she'll get, put pressure on her to pay up. But not that he really meant that the 30 days is a final date. If you say it, you mean it, and we have to follow it. I am showing you a mice with Sidon. So the Mishnah quoted a story with Sidon. Ask the Gemara, the story in the Mishnah comes out of the clear blue sky where somebody said to a wife, I'll divorce you if you give me back my coat, and she didn't have the coat, so she gave the money. What does it have to do with our Mishnah? My Tana the Tani Maisa. What happened here? Answers the Gemara, Sur Mechs Rach Tani. Actually, the Mishnah is missing something, and this is the way to understand the Mishnah. In Mamalam, Nasha Titanli, it's the Lossi. If the husband told the wife, I will divorce you on the condition that you give me my coat, the avda, it's the losoi, and his coat then got lost, it's the losoi dafka kamala. So the Tana Kama holds, if she doesn't have the coat, the get is not valid. Doesn't fulfill the condition. Rav Shimon Gamaliel Oimer, titan los tungel. If you don't have the coat, you could give money instead. So Tysus asks the obvious question. If we have to add words to the Mishnah, why would we add a machloikas to the Mishnah? Why don't we just say that the Mishnah is quoting the dinner of Shimon Gamliel, that if he stipulated, give me my coat, and she can't fulfill the stipulation, she could give money. Why would we want to include in our Mishnah machloikas that we have no basis to include? So Taisha says that they had a Messiah, they had a Kabbalah, that there is a machloikas between the Chachamim and Shimon Gamliel. Even though our Mishnah doesn't quote it, they knew that there was a machlokes, and therefore now when the Gemara adds a chsur mechser achtani, we have to quote both opinions correctly. That's how Tosfos explains. Other Rishonim answer in the following opinion. We're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, Emetz Hashem, and Dafayin Hay, that this is one of the situations, says the Gemara, that we don't follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. So obviously there's somebody arguing with Shimon Gamliel. If nobody's arguing him, what pshat that we don't follow his opinion? It must be that the Rabbanan disagree, and that's why the Gemara says there's a chsuri mechsura that the Rabbanan disagree. Machloikas Rishonim, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says that if she doesn't have the coat, she could give him the value of the coat. So the machlokes rishonim, what happens if she doesn't have cash, but she has shava kesef? She has other items. Will that be good enough according to Rav Shimon Gamliel or not? That means everybody agrees the cash is king. That if she has cash, she can't give him shava kesef. The machlokes rishonim is, if she doesn't have cash, will Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that she's fulfilling the condition by giving shava kesef, or that the only two options are either the coat itself or cash? And even he will agree that if she doesn't have one of those two, she's not fulfilling the condition. And the Gemara continues, now that we added these words to the Mishnah, Vano Shim Gamliel, Mais Nam B'Tzidon, there was indeed such an incident in Tzidon, Bechet Shem Elishta Arad Zeh Gitach, Am Nasha Titnli Etz Delasi, Vav Etz Delasa, Vano Chacham Titnli Etz Demel, you have to give the cash instead. So Mepharshim also point out two very important halachas. One halacha is that certainly wherever she has the coat, even if Shimon Gamliel will hold that you have to give the coat. The machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim is only when the coat is not available. But then there's another interesting shaila. It comes up very often on Sukkos. The halacha is that the dalam minimum that you take has to be lechem. So let's say somebody doesn't have his own dalam minimum. So the Gemara, Masechta Sukkah, we've discussed this many times, says, what do? You give, the other person wants him to kind the mitzvah, you give him the dalam minim with a matana manas lahachzer. And now, let's say something happens to the esrig. So the person says, you know what? The esrig got posel, I dropped the esrig, the petim fell off, so I'll pay you. Say to Paiskim that even Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that that person hasn't fulfilled. Because when did Rav Shimon Gamliel say his din? Only when the person wants his coat, but if he can't get the coat, at least I get the value of the coat. The person who gives away his esrig with a matana manas lahachzer clearly wants his esrig back. And he doesn't want money. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel will also agree that there is no option to give money instead of the esrig. Continues the Gemara. Bamanei Rav Asim Rav Yochan. Hareza gitech amnasha tintlim asaim zos. Someone says, I'm giving you a get on the condition you give me 200 zos. V'chazva amalucha mechulun lach. And then he says, you know what? Forget about it. Mahu. Tabal Rabbanan, Tabal Rishim Gamliel. So the Gemara is a question, both according to the opinion of Rabbanan, both according to the opinion of Rishim Gamliel. Tabal Rabbanan, at can we come Rabbanan Hossam, you know what Rabbanan holds here, El Dalai Achla Gaba, the way he says, I want the coat, and if we don't see that he forgives it, he have to give the coat. Abel Hocha, Hakam Machulam Lach, he told the Beferish, I'm forgiving you, and therefore even Rabbanan will say, it's no problem. Oiduma, on the other hand, he asked for the coat, so maybe she's not giving the coat, but she's at least giving the value of the coat. Avul Gamri, loy. Amalei, enim agreshes. If you don't fulfill the condition, it's enim agreshes. Esvei, ask the Gemara, we learned the Gemara Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim says like this, Haim lechaveri, koinim shat neneli, I'm making a neder that you're not allowed to have any benefit from me. Im I ata noisin labanai, unless you give my children, kur echet shalchitim, v'shtei chavi yishol yayin. A certain amount of food. Remeya oimer, osat shiitim. Remeya says, unless the condition is fulfilled, he will never be allowed to have anor. V'cham oimer, afze yochel lahatis nidroi. There's a way of having this neder annulled without even going through the process that we discuss so much in Masechta Nedarim, Shloi Pichachem. He could say, it's as if I got it. So here too, suggests the Gemara, why, if the husband said, I want the coat, can he not be Michael and say, Kilos Gabalti? The Rishonim to make two observations. The only time the father who made this nether says that you can't have benefit from me unless you give my children what I demand, has a right to back off from that nether, is only by children that the father is supporting. But if the children are not somach al shulchan aviyem, then you can't say kilos kabalti. I can't say kilos kabalti for somebody that I don't support. One point. Another point that we're trying to make is only here where he says that you can't have hana unless you do something. So here we could say that by doing so, I could say Kilas Kabalti as if it was done. But let's say the nether was, unless you don't do something, you can't say Kilas Kabalti on a negative. So the Gemara's question is, why can't we say in the same thing here? That the husband demanded the coat, but he should be able to be Meichel. Answered the Gemara, Hachra Hashta, that's not the same. Hosom Litzur Kamachavim. And Al Gemara, why would a husband make a stipulation that the get is not effective until you give me the coat? Because he wants to make it difficult for the woman. And that was part of his giving of the get. V'loitzira, and if he doesn't end up making her problems, then in his mind the get's not a get. Hocha, v'shemavocha, why did the father make a nether that the children have to get this food? Because he wanted his children to have it. V'loitzrich, and then at the end he didn't need it. Says the Gerish Yerachim. Now we can understand the Mishnah. What do we see here? That when somebody makes a stipulation that the wife has to give something, what is his intent? Litzu'ura, to make her feel bad. Says the Gerish Yerachim, now we understand the Mishnah. What was the number in the Mishnah? Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz is the amount of a ksuba. So ask the Gerish Yerachim, why does she have to give the money? Why don't she just say, I'm Meichel the ksuba? And it's a fair deal. It's the same 200 Zuz. Says the Gerish Yerachim, because our Gemara is teaching us that when a husband makes the stipulation, he wants to make her take money out of a pocket and give him. And just being Meichel doesn't cause the tsar. And that's why, even though it's the exact same amount, she has to actually give him the money. Says the Gemara, who gave the Amalei Lerose? There was somebody said to his sharecropper, Kul Amadol V'Tlas, Tavasa V'Achler V'ya. Everybody waters the field three times and gets 25% as a sharecropper. Adoli Arba, you should water the property four times, V'Achatilsa, and I'll give you a third of the produce. L'Saif L'Asimitra, and then Baruch Hashem it rained. Amr of Yosef, Holei Dola, he didn't fulfill the condition, he's not entitled to more. Rav Amar Holei Yitzrucha, he didn't have to, says the Gemara, perhaps. Lamer of Yosef Damuk Rabbonin. When Rav Yosef follows the opinion of the Rabbonin, and you have to fulfill the condition, and here he didn't fulfill the condition. Rav Damuk Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rav was like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you don't have to fulfill the condition. And you can give the money instead of the coat. And here too, he didn't have to fulfill and water it four times. Ask the Rav Tisbar, would that make sense? For Kaimon Hichosa Kavasei the Rabba. We know throughout Shas, we always follow the Sack of Rava. Ubaha and Allah Kerb Shimon Gamliel. As I said earlier, here we're not following the sheet of Shimon Gamliel. So if we're going to say that Rava and Shimon Gamliel travel together, we have a problem. Says the Gemara Olam Krabonin. Everybody holds like the Rabbonin. Rav Yosef, it's very simple like the Rabbonin. He didn't fulfill the condition. Rava Malach, another Amil fill the Rabbonin. My condition, my Psak, he followed the Rabbonin. At Kanlo Kam Rabbonin Hosom, at Litzuri Kam Achavin. And our Mishnah, as we just explained, he wants to cause her tsar, and until the tsar is fulfilled, the condition is not fulfilled. Here, the point is that he wants it to be watered more. And he, Baruch Hashem, didn't need it. So Tosfos makes a distinction between an oris who's a partner and gets his share according to Rabbanon, even if it doesn't rain, and whereas a worker, if he doesn't do the work, he doesn't have to get paid. I saw a very interesting shaila, it comes up. Let's say somebody gets into a contract, enters a contract before the winter, that he's going to pay somebody a certain amount of money that every time it snows, they have to clean the snow. We have an easy winter and it doesn't snow at all, or it snowed once. So the person who owns the building says to the worker, it snowed once, and I promised you a tremendous amount of money. What am I paying for? So the person is going to say, it's Al Gemara. He entered into a condition, and that he entered into a deal, and the deal's a deal no matter what.